Chapter 17. Shot down 7 times, bounce back 8. Plus 9 guiding principles for the journey from lost love to the fire of love. Love leaves traces. When you suffer through a lonely bout of lost love, seeing traces of love transforms a painful breakup and rebirth into an adventure in starting fresh and loving again. Traces of love and wisdom of the ages have inspired the 10 guiding principles that unite men and women in our tribe and fuel our passionate choices and personal triumphs. 10 principles guiding our journey from lost love into the fire of love are 1. Shot down 7 times, bounce back 8. When life slams you down, how do you get back up? Developing resilient attitudes and action plans helps you bounce back from any setback. You don't invite anyone to take aim. You do set boundaries to protect your well-being. You see life's challenges as chances for personal growth. You celebrate your growth each time you rise after a fall. 2. Accept finite disappointments while maintaining infinite optimism. We are born with an optimistic spirit. The secret is to keep it alive, even while being tested by disappointing losses and challenging circumstances in life and love. We remain optimistic while facing painful love lessons by giving silent thanks for our greatest teachers. We're thankful because they presented the challenges that promoted our personal growth. We expect even better times ahead. 3. Feel your pain to fuel your journey into the fire of love. As mere mortals, we all will face the death of someone we love. We move through each stage of grieving lost love without getting stuck in pain because we see and celebrate our infinite source of love that remains. We know that we are love in our core. We are fueled by the fire of love, which burns away the pain of any loss. 4. Face your fears and move forward anyway. You won't bury fears or pretend you aren't afraid because hidden fears surface in hurtful ways. You choose to honor your fears by accepting them and moving forward anyway. How? Not by making reckless choices, but by building bridges to stay connected and by knowing that everything is perfect in each moment and as it should be to support your glorious growth. 5. See life's challenges not as a stop sign, but as a yellow light to proceed with care. In challenging times, you choose your thoughts and actions, your friends and foods that help you feel whole. Affirm out loud each day, "With my thoughts and choices, I create my own happiness, peace, and love." 6. Fall in love again with yourself using our 5 R's. Revive your dreams and take action on them every day. Recharge your health, which takes a beating in a bout of lost love, so you look and feel your best. Rev up your strengths so any weaknesses lose power. Remain resilient and optimistic, bouncing back from challenges and expecting even better times ahead. Remember the love, so your sad old stories fade away and you're free to create happy new ones. 7. Care passionately and be generous with your acts of kindness. Give plenty of hands-on signs of your tender love to yourself, your family and friends, to our planet and all life on it. Be your own best friend at all times and treat others with the same loving kindness that promotes even greater love, health, and well-being. 8. Move from stress and disease to joy, health, and love. Unforgiveness is a source of disease. The antidote? Breathe out unforgiveness and the pain it causes. Breathe in healing peace and love. Do this exercise several times each day during challenging times. Remind yourself, "This too shall pass and prepare me." Ask yourself several times each day, "What is the most loving thing I can do for myself right now?" Then do it to feel even more loved and lovable. 9. Turn off bad news media and stay focused on solutions. What you think about, you bring about. What you see will be when you take the right actions. When you change the bad news channel and focus on solutions instead of problems, you are more likely to take actions that promote solutions and positive change. 10. Live fully and love deeply as you savor the joys or challenges in each moment. You choose to experience maximum joy and love in each moment of your life. You choose to find love lessons in losses and live happily ever after right now, no matter what life throws you, no matter who is or isn't sleeping next to you. You also choose to be the kind of lover who is happiest, instead of being the kind who feels miserable and confused. How? Let's find out what kind of lover you are by taking a simple love test next.